JC from the Pineville Roundup, wave your hand, JC, she's in the back, is going to be picking up questions from our audience. If you have a question, if you could write it out, hand it to her, and also in addition to your question, please write out what category of candidate it's for. Is it for the House District or is it for the School District? So write either House District or School District. The same thing if you are sending us an email, would you please indicate whether it's for House District or School District. The reporters over here from the newspapers are going to attempt to combine as many of these questions into a fewer number of questions, since many people will ask a similar question. Hopefully they can make one big question out of several small ones. And then we are going to go around the room, and each time we do, we're going to slightly alter the order of the respondents so that it's not always the same person gets stuck with answering first or having the benefit of answering last. But let's go ahead and start our introductions. Casey, what is the time for introductions?
It'll be 2 minutes each for introductions, and while I'm at it, I'll go over all of the minute stipulations. You each get 2 minutes, and we'll go through all of you, and then you'll each have 1 minute to answer each question. And if any one candidate directs a question or statement other within reason towards another candidate, the second candidate will have 30 seconds to rebut. And Derek had a good example for when you might be given the opportunity to rebut a question or comment. If a candidate says the sky is orange, and then candidate B says, I disagree, the sky is blue, obviously the first candidate does not get a rebuttal. However, if candidate B says, I disagree with candidate A who says the sky is orange, then candidate A would get 30 seconds rebuttal time. If that makes sense.
I'll let you call the shot on that.
We will stop you after you make your comment and clarify if somebody gets a rebuttal. So I guess we'll start off with the introductions.
All right, and throughout the evening, I will be giving the names of the candidates both before and after they speak. It seems a little pointless here in the room with these beautiful signs that, by the way, thank you to Don Ballou for making signs so large you can read them from the back row, right? That's nice that we can see these so clearly. But the radio audience cannot. So for the benefit of the radio audience, we will let you know who is speaking both before and after they speak. And to start our introductions, let's start with House District 22. The Democratic candidate who will be on the ballot, Jim Roscoe. And Jim, we need you to grab that microphone and flip it on.
Thank you, Bob. I have a district map of our crazy district. Just so you know, it includes Wilson and Alpine, as well as most of Sublette County, except for Big Piney. I'm Jim Roscoe, your representative from House District 22. I've lived here for 38 years, worked and raised my family here. I've had a construction company for 25 years. About 17 years ago, my wife and I bought Roxanna Jensen's old ranch about 20 miles down the Boulder Road. I've successfully represented House District 22 in my first term, and was put on the Minerals Committee and the Select Water Committee, and also was asked to be on the brucellosis task force. All of these things are what I hoped to get on, because it's quite important for this part of the state. As a freshman, I was proud to accomplish a few things, and I think the main thing was that the legislature cut the size of state government by 10%, just across the board. When I got there, the economy was crashing, and the price of natural gas was going through the floor, and so we just took 10% out of the budget. And that allowed us to be in the black only with North Dakota and Alaska. It was also with the help of the county commissioners here, and John McKinley from Big Piney was able to passed a helium bill, which brought in $2 million a year currently for Sublette County, and about $4 million for the state. Also passed the Natural Resources Large Project Fund, which created that balance that I was hoping for, and preserved 19,000 acres on the Green River. Thank you.
Thank you very much, candidate Jim Roscoe. Our next respondent is the Republican candidate who will be on the ballot for House District 22, Bill Winnie.
Good to be here. I was told by Bubba Larson that I had to smile tonight, so cut me a little bit of slack as I'm doing my homework up here, and I'll see what I can do about smiling. I'd like to take a moment. I was recently endorsed by the National Federation of Independent Businessmen, and that didn't appear on any of my literature. I put it in recently in some ads, and I just wanted to note that for you. I'd like to introduce my wife, Louise. She's right here, the red jacket. She was recently taken on at the junior high school, or the middle school, and the high school here as the reading and literacy teacher. And so my geographic bachelor days are finally over. I'm glad to have her out here. But there's a lot more to that story with her. Navy wife, 38 years, three boys, 19 moves halfway around the world sometimes. She's done it all. She's taught in a bunch of school systems. And so she brings a lot to the system here, and I'm glad to have her here. And by the way, there's a story for those of you that have been in Boy Scouts that Eagle Scouts are made at the kitchen table. Well, our three boys are Eagle Scouts, and they were made at the kitchen table, and she's right there. There's another piece of the story, too. There's a quote back there on the piano that I'd like to direct your attention to. And we got that from her father. He was a past national commander of the American XPOWs, veteran of the Bataan Death March, and then Japanese prisoner of war camp in World War II, and that was kind of a family symbolic thing. And I brought it in really because it kind of signifies the spirit that we have in here in Wyoming of people of independence and things like that. And so, yeah, I see both your signs. And so I wanted to draw attention to that for a moment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bill Winnie, Republican candidate for House District 22. You may have wondered if you heard the broadcast last night why we didn't have House District candidates on, and that was because the House District 20 race is uncontested. So tonight we will be skipping over quite a few of the uncontested races. Obviously, the people you're seeing tonight are in contested races, and that's one of the things we did was not bring uncontested races into the forum. I had a note given to me to ask people, if you haven't already done so, could you put your cell phones and other devices that chirp, beep, or make noise into a silent mode or off, just so that we don't have a bunch of chirping canaries throughout the hall here as calls may come in. All right, those were our House District candidates. We're going to go on now to school district, and is that Mary Langford I'm seeing in the pink hat? Yeah, she didn't quite look like Mary with the pink hat. I had a little trouble recognizing her. I'm going to be watching Mary to see if I say something wrong here, and wave your hands if I say something wrong. On the school district, you're going to see some of the school district candidates are at large. Some of them are rural east, and some of them are what is called, if I can find it here, Pinedale 1. And at first glance, you may say, well, I guess that means that if I live east of Pinedale, I get to vote, and if I live west of Pinedale, I don't. No, the geographic designations are where the candidate must live. But all of us within the school district number 1 boundary vote for all of these races. Is that correct, Mary?
That's correct,
Bob. All right, I got a heads up that that's correct. Thank you very much. There was some confusion on that, so everybody that you hear tonight, if you live in school district number 1, you will be voting for all of these people. Now, in the case of the school district, we're going to start with the at-large candidates. You will be voting for 2 of these at-large candidates, so 2 will be elected. We have on the ballot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people. So definitely a choice of who you will be voting for on that one. On the Pinedale School District, Pinedale 1 area, two people that will be voting for only one. And in the rural east, again, two people will be voting for only one. So contested races in all three categories, but it is actually three separate elections, and the winners will be chosen from within those categories. We're going to start right now with the at-large people. These people, of course, could live anywhere within School District 1. And starting out, we'll begin with Megan Durbrow. Okay, I'll learn the names before the night's over. Megan Durbrow.
First of all, I'd like to just say thank you to everybody coming out and supporting the candidates in the forum tonight. My name is Megan Durbrow, and I moved to Pinedale 4 years ago from the state of Vermont. And since I've been in Pinedale, I've had the opportunity to meet many people, wonderful people in the community, including many very talented young folks. And because of all of these relationships, I've decided to make Pinedale my home. And in doing so, I wanted to give back to the community. And so I've decided to run for the school board. And one of the reasons for doing so is because education is so important, and it's such an integral part of all of our lives, that it'd be an honor for me to be a part of our school system, to try to make it the best it can be. And I hope to, well, I plan to raise my own family here, and it'd be great to be a part of that. I do understand and be the first to admit that I am probably the least experienced in a lot of the issues going on compared to all the other candidates running. But I think that with dedication and motivation and new ideas and perspective, it can really only be a positive for the board. I do come to the board with no agenda except to try to make our school system the best it can be, as I said before. And my one other motivation for running is that I feel in our community my age group is slightly underrepresented, and I'd like to hopefully motivate and inspire others in my age group to get up and get involved and pick something that means something to them and get out there. So I'd appreciate your vote on November 2nd.
Okay, thank you very much. Megan Durbrow, right? Okay. Next is easier to pronounce, Kelly Eaton.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kelly Eaton. I was raised in a small town, much like Pinedale, in Texas. My husband is from the Farson area. His ancestors settled in the Farson Valley in 1909 and right here on Pole Creek in 1905. So roots go very deep for our family here. I'm the proud mother of six beautiful children, two in high school, one in middle school, and three in elementary school. I am on the parent committees for all three of the schools and enjoy being involved in my children's learning and in the children in our community, their learning as well. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Teaching, and I have a reading minor and a year of graduate studies. Currently, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I'm also right in the process of publishing two children's books at this moment, so it's been really exciting. I believe in integrity and respect and listening to the concerns of the people in this community as well as their ideas. And I feel honored to live in such a beautiful place who values education. Education has always been greatly of great importance to me, and I continue to take online classes and feel that it's really important for our children to be prepared for college or technical schools or vocational opportunities and to take their places in the communities where they will someday be. And hopefully many of them will choose to stay right here in Pinedale. And I am grateful to be amongst people who love the children and who want to see our children succeed not only in education but in various aspects of their lives. I believe in educating the whole child, and I believe in listening to the public and putting the public into public education. So I, too, would appreciate your vote on November 2nd. Thank you.
And thank you, Kelly Eaton. Our next candidate, it says Robert McCarty on the sign. The sample ballot shows Bob McCarty. Hopefully you can make that connection. I think it's commonly, you go by Bob, don't you?
Either one.
Either one will work. Either one. All right, well, let me have you pick up the microphone, and we'll introduce now Bob McCarty, our next candidate.
Hello? Is it right? Okay. I'm neither a politician nor a lawyer, although my mother thought I would be good at either one or both. I'm here simply because I only run for office when I think something needs fixed. I ran for county commissioner twice. I didn't the last time because I thought that things were better. I think that there's some improvement that needs to be made on the school board. I raised two children, twins, as a single parent. Both of them attended the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school, and had good experiences. I really appreciate the teachers, the staff. I think we have professionals that are working there, and I think the school board should recognize that, and that's why I'm running. I think there's some fixes that need to be made. I'm not running necessarily against Mike or Jameson. I've known Jameson since he was a boy and Mike for years, and I just think that when you get into this board situation, and then the same thing with the commissioners, you can wind up with kind of a gang mentality. And I am not a gang member. I never will be. I will speak my mind. I will stand up for the students, the parents, the teachers, especially the teachers and the administrators. And I think that's lacking, and that's why I'm running. Thank you.
Candidate Bob McCarty. Now, so far, all of these candidates are in the at-large block of candidates to be elected. Two of these people will be elected. You'll be voting for two. Or, if you want, you can vote for one. It's called a power vote. But you can vote for up to two. Our next candidate in the same category is Mike McFarland.
Hi, my name is Mike McFarland. I'm 56 years old and moved here to Pinedale about 11 years ago, well, going into my 11th year. I served on the Pinedale Preschool Board for about 6 years, ran for the school board 4 years ago. I've been attending the school board meetings now for between 5 and 6 years. And I got involved, same reason Bob did. I felt like needed a change or needed some fresh air. I've been really happy, and it's been quite a learning curve. You know, there was a lot more involved to this position than I ever anticipated. I think we're making some strides forward now. I'd kind of like to be there to see these things that we're trying to put into motion. I'd like to see them through to fruition. Let's see, what else can I tell you about myself? Grew up just south of San Francisco in California. Served on the Parks and Recs Board in Sacramento in Fulton Avenue County Park. I was elected to that office, served there until I moved here to Wyoming. I think that's about all I have to say. Thank you.
Candidate Mike McFarland. Our next candidate in the at-large area, Doris Woodbury.
Good evening. My name is Doris Woodbury. I'm a lifelong educator and have served in the business of school in a variety of capacities, from working as a paraeducator to a teacher's aide and to being the former superintendent of the Pinedale Schools. I do want to thank all of you who are listening tonight and those of you that are here, Bob, K-Pine, the Sublet Examiner, the Pinedale Roundup, and Pinedale Online, as well as the library folks. This participation is just terrific in ensuring that everyone has an informed decision to make about electing their school board members. You know, I hate to beat around the bush, so I'm just going to jump right in. Many of you may be asking the question, does she have an axe to grind with the school district? I'll tell you unequivocally that if I had an axe to grind with the school district, I would have done all my grinding through an attorney. I devoted 3.5 years of my life, experience, knowledge, passion, and hard work with the Pinedale School District. I'm certainly not out to harm the school district teaching or learning. And please, I ask you, don't assign what might be the motivation of some other people to me. What sort of educator would I be if my commitment to teaching and learning is based on who my employer is? If elected, you can rely on me to hold true to my beliefs. I believe we need to increase the school culture of trust, openness, dialogue, and respect across all levels of our school organization. I believe that the school board should be the biggest supporters and fans of the school district. I believe that all people deserve to be treated with courtesy and respect, and I believe that the school board sets the tone for the entire district and must model the behavior they want to see in their staff, students, and community. Thank you so much.
Candidate Doris Woodbury. And our final candidate in the at-large area, Jameson Ziegler.
Thank you, Bob. I'd first like to thank the sponsors of the forum tonight, KPIN, the two newspapers, and also Pinedale Online, for giving us this opportunity and this forum to talk about my favorite topic, education. Just a little bit about myself. I'm Jameson Ziegler. I'm 37 years old, and I am a Pinedale son. I've spent most of my life in Pinedale. I'm enjoying currently the eighth year of returning to Pinedale. I'm here with my wife and my three lovely children. They're 9, 7, and almost 1. I wanted also to take this opportunity to thank my wife and children, who are my biggest supporters and who have had the patience to deal with many meetings over the last 4 years. I've been on the board for 4 years, and I have had the opportunity to serve as the vice chairman for the past 2. Education is something that is very important to me and is very near and dear to my heart. It brings me great joy to spend time and to spend energy and to spend the effort that it takes to do the things necessary in order to make our education system in Pinedale the best that it can be. I'd like to ask you tonight for your vote, particularly those that are here in the forum and those that are also listening on the radio. I appreciate you putting in the time to listen. I'm a proven leader. I have experience. I know the narrative of the district. I've been to every single school board meeting, except for a few, for the last 7 years, and I will continue to do a good job. Thank you.
Candidate Jameson Ziegler. Now, if you could pass the microphone back to this other end of the table, we have a, not to them, yeah, to this end. Thank you, Jameson. And Anna, hopefully you have another microphone there. We can start that one down your row. Again, the people you just heard from are from the at-large area. Of everybody you just heard from, 2 of them will become trustees of Sublette County School District number 2. You'll have the opportunity to vote for 2. So remember, this group, you're looking for 2 people that you might vote for. From here on out, it's only 1 per group. And let's go ahead and start with the Pinedale 1 area. We have 2 applicants, or 2 candidates on the ballot. Only 1 will be elected. Our first one, Anna Kuprill.
Thank you, Bob. My name is Anna Kuprill. I have lived here for almost 15 years. And I have 2 children in the school district, 1 at the elementary school, and my youngest is only 4, but I do include him because I believe early education is very important to our school district, and it's something that we need to continue to support. I work here at the library. One of my roles here at the library, I am the teen librarian, so I'm surrounded by young adults all day, every day, most of the time. My husband is currently the mayor here in Pinedale, which helps show our commitment to this community. As we have both committed to many different responsibilities in the many years that we've lived here. I have served and currently serve with the Wyoming Community Foundation, and I have been the chairman of the Children's Discovery Center preschool here in Pinedale for the last 5 years. I'm very proud of all the work that we've done there, and last year we were voted Pinedale's best child care center, and that was a great thing for our staff and all of our board members who have worked really hard to make that happen in the last 5 years. This isn't my first time vying for a school board seat. I have applied to fill vacant positions twice and been denied twice by the sitting school board. So this time I thought I would let the voters decide and have a choice.
I am running for school board so we can begin to address a few of the issues that truly concern me, such as accountability and leadership, bridging the gaps between our schools and our community, and increasing the avenues of communication which often impede parent and stakeholder participation. I know these are issues I can affect as a public citizen, but I think I can do a better job as a school board trustee. Ultimately, I am running for the school board because I know we have the opportunity here to provide the kind of education our children need and deserve, and I believe my educational and life experiences have provided me with an understanding of what it takes to do that. Thank you.
Candidate Anna Kuprill. And the other candidate for the Pinedale 1 area, Sandra Sikorsky.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming out tonight. I'm Sandra Sikorsky. I am on the school board. I was appointed. So this is my first time running. I'm a little nervous tonight, so hang in there with me. I'm on the school board because, again, like everyone else, education is important to all of us. I have a daughter in the school system. My husband and I have lived here for 4 years. We moved here for the school system. We had an opportunity to move anywhere in Wyoming, and we chose here. I'm thankful we did that. I love the teachers, the administrators. We have a great school system, and I just want to be a part of continuing that. Thank you.
And that was candidate Sandra Sikorsky. Let me just take another quick moment to remind people, if you wish to submit a question, because we're about to go into the question round after the next two give an opening statement, the email address is forum@pinedaleonline.com. Again, that's forum@pinedaleonline.com. Don Blue is standing by in the back of the room to receive these emails, and then they'll be turned in to the newspaper people and hopefully merged together to where we have a good set of questions for our people. Here in the room, if you have a question, raise your hand, and JC will come and bring you paper and pen, and she'll be able to take your question and submit it if you're here in the room. Again, we have seats available. If you're listening on the radio and you want to come join us, please come on out. We're in the Lovett Room of the County Library. Everyone is invited. Our final area is Rural East. Again, two candidates in that area. Only one will be elected. And our first candidate is Sean Buchanan, and I think we need to clear up something on his first name, Sean. The sample ballot that I'm looking at says S-H-A-U-N, and Sean, if I could just break protocol for a second and ask you directly, how is your first name spelled?
It's S-H-A-W-N.
Okay, so we have what looks like a clerical error or something on your name. I assume you turned it in correctly.
I'm sure I wrote it right on the application.
I thought that was a safe assumption. So if you see him on the ballot and his first name is not spelled the way you think it should be spelled because you saw something in the newspaper with a different spelling, there's only one Sean Buchanan, no matter how you spell Sean, and this is him right now, Sean Buchanan.
All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate everybody coming out tonight. Even if it's S-E-A-N, it just happens all the time. So I do live here in Pinedale. I'm from Utah, been about 3.5 years. My background in Utah has been small business, running, hiring, firing, making decisions in that manner. And sometimes you have to make tough decisions in business, and that's what I'm very passionate about. When I have strong feelings on an issue or an idea, as you can attest from the current board members now. And if you don't know, I am actually on the board right now. I've been appointed. It's been approximately a year, left by Chris Sullivan. I believe at that time, I was the only one that actually put a letter of interest to serve on the board. And I was actually approached by people saying, I think you do a good job. You ought to look into it. And I've learned much in that year. Brought some good ideas. I've gone to National School Board Association. I've seen what other districts are doing, even better possibly than we are, with less money, and I want to have an impact on that. And I think we've made those decisions to do those things, made the tough ones, and as you will see in the next 3 to 5 years as we go through the strategic planning time, you will see great improvements going from this good to excellent, and that's what I stand for. I will not settle for good. It will only be excellent. Thank you for your time.
Candidate Sean Buchanan. And our final school district applicant, who is opposing Sean Buchanan on the ballot, again, it's vote for one, and there's two people for Rural East, Robin Schamber.
All right. Thanks. Just introduce myself real quick to those of you who don't know me. My name is Robin Schamber. We have been in Pinedale for about almost 5 years. Grew up over in Riverton, between Riverton and Shoshone, actually on a farm. My husband grew up in Jeffrey City. Believe it or not, there are some similarities to Pinedale. We absolutely love it here. We spent a long time in Laramie. We went to school there, married early. Been married 20 years. I have two children in the school district. I have a freshman right now who is in Gillette, I'm proud to say, as part of a freshman on the swim team that qualified for state this year. And I have a 9-year-old who is, he just turned 10, oops, in the fourth grade. We moved here. We like this. We had heard great things about the school. We absolutely are thrilled with the schools. I think that we have fabulous teachers. I think that we have room for improvement. I think if we don't recognize that, then I think that we're fooling ourselves. I have a very academic background, worked on campus at the University of Wyoming, have a graduate degree in pathobiology and immunology, undergraduate degrees in microbiology, worked a lot with students in college, and I think one of the things that I learned from working at the University of Wyoming and at Colorado State University, as well as two junior colleges, is that sometimes we don't, even though we prepare them with the academic tools that they need, when they move on to college, there's a lot of ways that they're not prepared. And one of the things that's near and dear to my heart, as many of you know now that I am the 4-H educator for the area, is improving leadership opportunities for our kids. And so one of my most passionate goals for the school board is to bring the community together, bring the community into the schools, provide more leadership for our kids, ask our kids what they would like to see. We have some fabulous, fabulous kids in the high school here, and I think that they're underutilized and undervalued. Would love to see them more involved. Again, thank you everyone for your time, and I just want to say that I'm really excited that there's 10 of us running, and we have very lucky kids in our district to have 10 people that are willing to give up their time.
Candidate Robin Schamber. All right, that concludes the introductions. Some of the people listening may say this would make more sense if they could be looking at the sample ballot, which you've noticed that I've been looking at from time to time. Anybody that wants to look at the sample ballot is really quite easy. If you would go to www.subletwyo.com. I'm looking at Mary to see if I got this right so far. Subletwyo, that's W-Y-O, all run together, .com. And after you click about two or three levels down, you will come to I believe two sample ballots that are posted. One is precinct 1-1 and one is 2-1. Okay so far? And what you want to look at is the 1-1. You want to look at the Pinedale 1-1 ballot. Unless you live in the South County and you want to recap yesterday's session, in which case then you want to look at 2-1. But for our people tonight, go to subletwyo.com. Click where you see a link to the sample ballot, and then take a look at the ballot. Maybe print it out and take some notes on it for Pinedale 1-1, and you'll be able to see the names of the candidates and other candidates on here, such as Cemetery District, which confused us last night, in Marbleton. But tonight I'll try to keep everything straight. We're going to go on to questions now. Again, forum at pinedaleonline.com if you want to email one. Raise your hand, and JC will take care of getting one if you're here in the room, because we want you to have input with these questions. Casey Dean from the Pinedale Roundup will ask the first question of the House District 22 candidates, and because we're going to stagger the order, Bill Winnie will be answering first this time. Casey?
All right. For House District 22, your first question is, would you vote to raise the gas tax?
Candidate Bill Winnie.
No.
And that was candidate Bill Winnie. To the point. And next responded Jim Roscoe.
Well, we need to fund our infrastructure. We have aging highways, and it's especially I-80. So there are two choices to do that. that we've talked about in the legislature. One is a toll on I-80, and one is raising the fuel tax. I believe we're going to have to do one or the other. And I've yet to hear all the arguments for either one, but I do believe that's Wyoming we're going to have to pay for our roads.
Candidate Jim Roscoe. These, again, are our two candidates for House District 22, who will be our representatives in Cheyenne at the state capitol. Moving on now to the school district, we're going to go around the room clockwise once more, but this time we're going to skip over Megan Durbro, start with Kelly Eaton, and then Megan, you'll be the last one to answer. You get the benefit of hearing everybody else now. So Kelly is the first to respond. We'll let Casey ask the question.
Okay, first question for School District 1 candidates. In your opinion, what is the equitable distribution of BOCES and recreation mill levy funds?
Kelly Eaton.
The question. Certainly. Okay, again, in your opinion, what is the equitable distribution of BOCES and recreational mill levy funds?
Well, I'm not sure that I understand exactly what the question is, but I believe it's important for all children to have opportunities that BOCES provides, educational opportunities outside of the classroom, as well as things that BOCES does for the classroom and for our teachers, as well as the PAC, recreational opportunities for the children of our community. As far as the issue now with Sublette County School District number 9, I think I would be premature to make a statement on how I feel about that without finding out more information and listening to this community and the people here in this beautiful community and how they feel about that. I would say that it would be important to find out community input as well as finding out all the facts before a school board could make a decision in that arena. But I do believe it's important for all the children in our county to receive adequate education in these ways.
Candidate Kelly Eaton. Now, Kelly, you get to go last next time, so this is why we rotate the order. Going next will be candidate Bob McCarty.
I assume what you're asking is, should Piney get their share, and I believe they should. I've lived here for 25 years, and for a number of those years, I'm not going to win any votes on this, I told you, I'm not a politician. But for a number of years, Piney all got more than their share because we infringed on the gas fields and oil fields in Piney, and I think those children in Piney deserve their share. I would like to see it not so much based on a population, but on the students. Every student deserves their share, whether they live in Big Piney or Pinedale. And they should be provided access to BOCES and recreational funds. And, yes, I think that the district needs to be adjusted.
Candidate Bob McCarty. Our next respondent, candidate Mike McFarland.
Hi. Well, I can't speak for the rest of the board myself, though. I can tell you that I'm elected to represent School District 1. I'm going to vote against it. I mean, my first obligation is children, the students, the community at large here in District 1. I know that's not going to be a popular opinion as far as the rest of the county goes, but when they start voting up here in 1, I'll go ahead and give it a second thought, but no.
Candidate Mike McFarland. Our next respondent, candidate Doris Woodbury.
I think it's a little premature to make any kind of decision. I think we need to find out the facts. What are the current commitments for those monies on both sides of the district? I think we need to gather input from both communities. And we need to decide this question based on what is in the best interest of kids. And this question will mostly be decided by which kids are we talking about. I think that we need to have an open dialogue with the Big Piney School District School Board and listen to what they have to say. We lose nothing by hearing others out.
Candidate Doris Woodbury. And next, Jameson Ziegler.
Thank you, Bob, for the opportunity to talk about this issue. The first statement that I would like to make is that I do have empathy for for the parents and the students of Sublet 9. I know exactly how they feel. They would like to have money that provides opportunities for their children. That's the same way I feel. Same way I feel in that I want to provide opportunities for my children also. But, as Mike kind of hit on, I am elected to the school district number one board of trustees, and it's my responsibility to wear that hat and to have that responsibility. Now, it would be irresponsible of me to put forth an opinion right now without gathering all the facts. We need to have the meetings. We need to go through the process. We need to have the discussion. We need to have everything laid out on the table so that we can make an appropriate decision.
Candidate Jameson Ziegler. Now that concludes, well, not totally concludes, but that's the, for the moment. Now actually we're going to continue to go around clockwise. Anna, do you have a microphone? Okay, we're going to continue to go around clockwise and then Megan will have the last comment amongst the school district people. But now we are shifting gears and going to a different area. We're going to Pinedale 1. Responding is Anna Kupril.
Thank you, Bob. I knew this was going to be a hot topic, so I have a prepared statement. I like to be prepared. I would certainly like to have more information and take a look at ideas on how to best benefit all of our students and families. My basic belief is that educational opportunity should not depend on where the student is fortunate enough to live in this county. I will always look to ensure that our funding in this district is not endangered, but I do believe it is inefficient and unjust for school quality and education to vary wildly between our communities. I will agree with the other candidates that this will be a high priority, and I think with careful collaboration with our school districts, our county commissioners, and in our community, we can find an acceptable solution. Thank you.
Candidate Anna Kupril. And our next respondent, candidate Sandra Sikorsky.
I think it's important first that we understand that our BOCES money and our rec board money does not just fund our school kids. It funds people of all ages in our community. BOCES funds a variety of things, not just school. Our rec board funds a variety of things for people of all ages. So in saying that, it has to be a community-wide project and not just a school district project to come up with what is equitable. You can't just divide the money among how many kids you have in each district and go, oh, well, that's not fair, because you really have to look at what that money does provide. Thank you.
Candidate Sandra Sikorsky. Moving on to the rural east area, Sean Buchanan.
Okay, I've actually talked to a number of people in the community about this subject, asking the same question. And I, along with those that have spoke before, we do need more information. It's very, very early in those days of communication and on this topic. But those that I've talked to is, yes, I'm elected to represent them and their children in this district. And we should be taking care of what we have here. Like Sandy said, the money pays fine arts. You could go on and on of where that money goes and the job it creates and the things that we have here in this community. That's my stance. I will not put a definite no on this. I will have open dialogue. But as of who I've talked to now, the answer would be no.
Candidate Sean Buchanan. Our next respondent, candidate Robin Schamber.
Well, I'll just start by saying, for those of you who understand my role in the community as a 4-H educator, you probably all understand that I serve those kids as well as ours, and I serve that community as well as ours, and I love them all. They're all my kids. All the county are my kids, and the same with the adults. So I will just say that I think that there needs to be a lot of communication, a lot of dialogue, and the worst thing that we can do for all of the kids is to make a decision based on what has been or what has happened in the past without thinking about what could be in the future.
I think that if we don't agree to sit down to the table, I think that we will all suffer. I think that that money could be in jeopardy. I went over to the meeting in Big Piney the other night and listened to their side of it, listened to Betty Fear make a very positive statement, and I believe a very true statement, that if we don't have that dialogue, the method by which the dispute would be settled will not be a positive outcome for either communities. So I'm not going to make a decision until I get all the facts. Thank you.
Candidate Robin Schamber. Now we go back to the beginning of the row of candidates here, and we pick up candidate Megan Durbro, who is now back with the at-large group. Megan.
I also probably won't win a whole lot of votes either, like Bob said. I think that if we need to look at the entire county. If you say you're for kids and their education, you need to be for all kids and their education. And if that means dividing the money equally among the county, then I believe that's what we should be doing. Thank you.
Candidate Megan Durbro. Okay, well, that should conclude the first round of questions that we have. I think we're going to do another round of questions, and then I think maybe after that we'll take a short break before we continue. But let's go ahead and do one more round of questions. Casey Dean will pose the next question for House District 22. Jim Roscoe will be first to answer. Casey?
Okay, House District 22, your second question. Would you support... Hi.
Let me get you closer to your mic.
Closer? Now can you hear me well? Okay, would you support a no-permit concealed carry law for residents of Wyoming?
Candidate Jim Roscoe.
No, that came up in the last session, and I voted to in favor of the concealed weapon law that we have now that's worked quite well for a long time. I thought that this law was, this bill was poorly written and could have backfired on responsible gun owners with increased accidents and poor judgment. The bill didn't. I think the concealed weapon law we have now is very good.
Candidate Jim Roscoe. And answering next, candidate Bill Winnie.
Say the question again, please.
Would you support... Am I close enough? Sorry. Would you support a no-permit concealed carry law for residents of Wyoming?
The bill that came up this last legislative session was specifically designed on the Second Amendment. And the idea... Sounds like... Is it still on? There we go. I get the battery's getting weak. Anyway, very simply, the idea was the Second Amendment's pretty clear. That bill had some reasonable amount of support, and I would support it if it came up again within the state.
Candidate Bill Winnie. All right, our next round of questions, back to school district number one. This time we will be starting with candidate Bob McCarty. Casey will ask the question.
Okay, your third question for the school district, or second question, sorry, for the school district candidates. How would you address parents who were interested in changing or modifying the curriculum, in particular adding more vocational studies, and still be able to meet graduation requirements?
And responding first, Bob McCarty.
Bill's right, it's dead. I can talk louder. I think we need more vocational.
If we don't have you in the mic, the radio doesn't hear you.
Well, oh, there we go. Hey, it works. I agree. We need housekeeping courses. We need mechanic courses. We need, and I don't know why that would get in the way of graduation. You know, I just took my daughter to Navy boot camp, and they required a high school diploma, not a GED, but a high school diploma, and in fact, a grade point average. I don't understand why we can't put more vocational classes in our curriculum and still graduate our children. Yeah, absolutely. We need more vocational, more housekeeping, more... I mean, I wish somebody would have taught me to vacuum the 4 years ago. You should see my house. I think that, yeah, that's very important, that we should have that kind of education for our children. My 15 seconds is up.
Now, just a suggestion to keep the microphone alive and well, let's just leave it on as we hand it from person to person. There is a little bit of a delay when we turn it back on, and I think that's causing us some confusion. That was candidate Mike McFarland. We now go to, no, that was candidate Bob McCarty. We now go to candidate Mike McFarland.
Can I have you repeat the question again? I'm sorry.
Certainly, that's no problem. How would you address parents who are interested in changing or modifying the curriculum, particularly adding more vocational studies, and still be able to meet graduation requirements?
Well, there has been some discussion at the board regarding going ahead and bringing in more vocational courses. I think the important thing is that we try and address all these kids' needs, but the utmost importance is the scholastic standing and maintaining those standards. If we can go ahead and bring these vocational courses in and not affect our scholastics, as far as I'm concerned, I think it's great. The more we can offer, the more variety we can offer and still maintain that high level, the better off I think we'll be. We'll produce more well-rounded students. Thank you.
Candidate Mike McFarland. Responding next, candidate Doris Woodbury.
I would share with the parents that there is a process that's in place for adding courses to the high school and involve the principal, the vocational department, the school board as appropriate, and the curriculum director in looking at those additional vocational classes. My understanding is that there's no reason that that should interfere with our ability to graduate students from high school by adding additional vocational classes. And in fact, I think this last year there is an energy exploration class that was added to help meet some of those needs of students that are moving into maybe working in the energy industry. So opening that dialogue, listening, and helping people understand that there is a process is what I would do.
Candidate Doris Woodbury. Next, our respondent will be Jameson Ziegler.
Mrs. Woodbury is right. There is a process by which we can add courses to the high school curriculum. And she touched on a key class that's been added this year. For the first time, we offer an energy exploration science class that the students can take, and they receive a science credit. I have had opportunity to work in the gas field myself and wish maybe that I could have had some of those kind of trainings. Our curriculum tends to be very slanted towards the agricultural side of vocational, and it's important because that's part of our community. But our community has changed, and now we have an additional component that we have begun to address, but we still need to continue to do other things to address that component. Things that I would recommend would be welding classes and mechanics classes that would also be specifically related to the oil and gas fields. The opportunities for kids are tremendous out there, and we need to do what we can for our kids in order to give them the skills to go make a living.
Candidate Jameson Ziegler. Okay, now we'll turn that microphone off, send it back around, turn the other microphone on, and start with the other respondents. We're now leaving, for the time being, the at-large candidates, and we're shifting over now to Pinedale 1, and starting out is Anna Kuprill.
Thank you, Bob. I think this is a pretty easy issue. I think communication with parents or stakeholders in the district who are interested in more educational opportunities is exactly what we need to be talking about at every school board meeting. There's absolutely no reason why that can't be addressed. And there's plenty of solutions out there. There's many school districts that are having expanded school days, and I'm sure there's enough collective ideas out there that we could put in place fairly easily to make it happen and expand the possibilities for our students here. Thank you.
Candidate Anna Kuprill. Next, Sandra Sikorsky.
I would address the parents and just let them understand that there are state standards for graduating that we do have to follow. And after that, our kids do have classes that are elective classes, and within that, there's a variety of choices that they have, including online courses. I would encourage those parents and the children to go and talk to BOCES. That's why we have our BOCES as well. go talk to Donna, and there's just a variety of classes that they can take with their electives.
Candidate Sandra Sikorsky, and those two candidates comprise Pinedale 1. Moving on now to Rural East, responding first is Sean Buchanan.
Yeah, I agree. More classes, more opportunities, more vocational is great, and we'd all want that. But within a small community and with certain the demographics that we have, the amount of students that we have, the state now tells us how much money that we have to spend. So that is also a key component of that. And so we've added that energy course. We've looked at other things. It has to make sense. It has to have the enrollment in those classes. We have to be able to afford those things and pay a teacher in those classes. So all those aspects need to be brought into the discussion, and which classes to possibly offer next is great to talk to the community about.
Thank you very much, candidate Sean Buchanan. And next, candidate Robin Chamber.
My answer to that, I guess I can't ask you to bleep the radio out, but I think that we have to, I don't want my kids to hear this because you all need to know that college isn't an option in my household. It's a requirement. But I also think that we have an obligation for the less than 50% of people who actually go to college and graduate from college to make sure that when they don't go to college or when they come back without completing their college degree that they are productive members of our society. I guess what I would be most interested in is hearing what kind of opportunities the students would like to have. What other training would they like to have? And in my opinion, this is one of the best ways we can bring the public and the community back into the schools because we have invaluable resources in this community that could be help teaching those kids in the form of those vocational classes. And I think it would be great to be utilizing them. Those are in the folks that are out there doing those jobs every day, the electricians, the plumbers, the people in the energy industry. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to connect with the community and involve the kids.
Candidate Robin Chamber. Now as we come clear around to the beginning of the table, where we come back to the at-large district, responding will be Megan Durbrow.
Well, this is one of those topics where, yes, I'll be learning a lot, and just listening to the responses that have come out already, I'm already learning a whole bunch. And it definitely sounds like having new vocational and additional vocational classes is an opportunity in one way or another. I would look forward to working with the parents and the other school board members to bring some more classes in. I would only think that it could help our students. Maybe it would keep a couple more kids interested in school and help them to finish graduating. And I think it would only be helpful.
Candidate Megan Durbrow. And wrapping things up, this time Kelly gets to go last. Candidate Kelly Eaton.
Well, I agree with everybody else. There's the more opportunities we can offer these children, the better prepared they will be to take their places in our communities and in their own homes and families. I think vocational opportunities are very advantageous to children. Not all children will go to college. I do realize that there are budget issues and other concerns, but I think that as many opportunities as we possibly can, we should offer. I loved what Sandy said. We have BOCES. We have, and what Robin said, we have opportunities with community partnerships to provide opportunities even outside of the classroom for our children to be learning. I would like to see more communication classes, more character count opportunities for our children to learn values that will take them through their lives, will be important in their relationships with other people. But yes, as many opportunities as we can provide, I think, are crucial for our children to educate the whole child.
Candidate Kelly Eaton. And that would conclude this round of questioning. We, at this point, we're going to go ahead and take a little 5, maybe 6, 7, 8 minute break. Restrooms are just down the hall for those headed in that direction. Let's see if we can get back in our seats in about another 6 or 7 minutes here. Back to the KPIM studio. Alex, you pick it up here for a little bit.
Thank you, Bob. You're listening to KPIN Radio, the station that keeps you informed and entertained. Tonight's election forum coverage is being brought to you in association with the Sublette Examiner, Pinedale Roundup, and PinedaleOnline.com. This is the second of two election forums we bring you to help you to be informed about the people that are going to be on the ballot on November 2nd, this Tuesday. Sponsors that are sponsoring this event tonight are 23 Feed Pet Supplies, located at 215 Country Club Lane Number 1 in Pinedale, serving all of Sublette County ranch needs. You can reach them at 367-4166. All American Fuel, with gas stations in Big Piney and LaBarge. They've been in business since 1995, and their number is 367-6311. And High Mountain Real Estate, with James Thomas, your Pinedale real estate agent, at 231-0167. Polling places for the election on Tuesday night will be the Commons at the Wrangler Gymnasium for Pinedale. Boulder, people in Boulder will be going to the Boulder Community Center. People in Big Piney and Marbleton North will be voting at the gymnasium in the Annex building in Big Piney. People that live in Cora will be going to the Sagebrush Downs racetrack in Cora to vote. Daniel, people will be voting at the Daniel Community Center, and in Bondurant at the Bondurant School. Voting will open at 7 o'clock in the morning, and the polls will close at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can get an absentee ballot if one of your family is going to be out of town. You may get your ballot still up until the day of voting. You can go to the county clerk's office and pick up an absentee ballot. You have until 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the day of the vote, 7 o'clock p.m., that is until the polls close, to make sure that your absentee ballot is back in the county clerk's office by 7 p.m. So you can, at this late date, do all that by hand. You can pick it up, get it to your loved one who is not going to be around to vote, and then take it back into the county clerk's office. So there's no excuse not to vote. It's important for us all, and I think we're seeing that more and more people believe that your vote does make a difference. High Mountain Real Estate here in Pinedale has a lot of great listings. James Thomas is the man to call at 231-0167. He has an listing here at 1876 Wyoming County Road 352 in Cora. It's 15.34 acres with three bedrooms and 1 3/4 baths. The listing price is $398,000. It's partially treed and comes fully furnished and ready to move into. This place has views you wouldn't believe. Also, James Thomas at High Mountain Real Estate is offering Lot 1 of Big River Drive in Boulder, Wyoming. It has 1.38 acres and is asking $79,900 for that property. Horses are allowed. It's highway commercial zoned, and very hard to find that kind of zoning here in Sublette County. You could put gas stations, convenience stores, motels, almost any commercial venture on the highway commercial zoning. It's located about 1 mile before Boulder, and this is in front of Larson's Boulder Apartments, which are also for sale. All American Fuel Company has two stations, one in Big Piney and one in LaBarge, for regular gassing up, open 24 hours. And at Big Piney Station, if you get for every 15 gallons of fuel, you can get one free ice cream cone. So you can get gassed up and ice creamed up. They have a bulk plant for fuel and oil at All American Fuel Company. It's been in business since 1995 and is a Sublette-based business, locally operated. They offer in-house credit and financing, so call them, All American Fuel Company, at 367-6311. High Mountain Real Estate is your place for great properties. James Thomas is the guy to call. He has a place on 17 Neosha Trail in Boulder for $199.6, offering 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, a deck, satellite dish, high-speed internet, all the appliances, electric to the property, gravel on the road, phone to the property, and year-round access. This is in the Barger subdivision. And you can call James at 231-0167. Also, his listing is 10 acres in Black Rock Road, 52A on Black Rock Road in Daniel, Wyoming. This is asking $39,900. This is in the Green River Ranches subdivision, and 10 acres for this price in that area is unbelievable. So give James Thomas a call at 231-0167 at High Mountain Real Estate. 23 Feed and Pet Supplies offers you Neutrina feeds, Triple Crown horse feeds, and an IFA feed dealer. They do vaccines and have self-service and full-service dog wash. Neutrina feeds are, they also have horse, cattle, poultry, farm, and show feeds, serving all of Sublette County's ranch needs. 23 Feed and Pet Supplies, located in Pinedale at 215 Country Club Lane, Unit 1. Their phone number is 367-4166. Your Pinedale real estate man, James Thomas, is offering you also a A-frame style house with 0 bedrooms, but that don't let that stop you. You can actually have 3-bedroom areas in that A-frame style and 1 bath. It's in the Heckick's home sites. Primitive hunting fishing cabin in the beautiful Kendall Valley. The property is within 2 miles of the United States Forest Service property and right at Boulder Creek. This kind of place is just right if you're a fisherman, a hunter, a hiker, an artist. Anyone who loves the outdoors would love this place. It's located about 1 mile past the place, and you'd have to see this to believe it. Also, with High Mountain Real Estate, listing at 28 Chief Joseph Road in Daniel, this place has 5 acres, and you could sell one of the lots. It's a single-family, one-story house for $139,000, 3 bedrooms and 1 bath. It's furnished. It's in the Green River Ranches subdivisions. This property is immaculate. It has grand views of 3 mountain ranges, a sprinkled yard on Canyon Canal, 3 storage buildings, and it has RV hookups. This property is unbelievably neat and clean, an awesome place. High Mountain Real Estate offers you these properties and more. Please call James Thomas at 231-0167. And those are our sponsors for tonight, and we'll bring you back to Bob Rule live at the Pinedale Library. Bob?
Thank you very much. Just wanted to, again, especially thank James Thomas, High Mountain Real Estate. These are the property listings of James Thomas. He is more than eager to hear from you on his cell phone, just to make sure they have that cell phone number. Alex, do you suppose you can give that cell phone number a couple times? Let's make sure everybody knows that you can call James Thomas anytime you want, and he is going to help you learn more about these properties.
Absolutely, Bob. That's 231-0167, James Thomas at High Mountain Real Estate.
All right, and a big thank you to James Thomas again for being one of our sponsors here of the broadcast. Now, I'm just talking to you privately right now, privately over the transmitter of the radio station, but I'm going to switch gears now and go to the podium, and I'm going to ask the people to take their seats. So hang on here. We're going to get things cranked up. I'll be with you in just 2 seconds.
All right, and that's Bob coming live to you at KPIN Radio from the public library in Pinedale.